Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And the story I want to share at the beginning of today's podcast is about two Harvard professors from the 1960s, one of whom you may have heard the name Timothy Leary, who is known as a sort of a counterculture guru and one of the big proponents of LSD as a mind-opening, expansive drug. He, I believe, is the one who famously said, you know, drop out, turn on, tune in, something like that. And that became like one of the phrases of the counterculture in the 60s. And the other, Richard Alpert, who many people don't know by that name, but they know him by his the name that he took of Ram Dass, who also found that LSD was an opening, but he took it as a spiritual opening. And in him, it opened it up to Eastern religions, and he sort of most famous book probably was his first, which was called Be Here Now, about his experiences with various gurus of the Eastern type. And there's a story that while the men knew each other when they were both professors at Harvard, they weren't particularly friendly, and they ran in the same circles, and they had known each other before their awakenings and after. And that Ram Dass, because of the traditions that he studied, he was one of the things that he learned to do was guide people through the bardo, through the afterlife, through purgatory, sort of like guiding people, through the transition from life to death in a way that would allow them to not have to be reincarnated and not continue their karma. And so he, when Timothy Leary was dying, Ram Dass went to visit him with a few of his students and, you know, went in to guide him, to give him the bardo, to show him the truth beyond the illusion. And he was in there for hours. And when he came out, his students were really excited because they hadn't thought that necessarily it would go well as a conversation. They said, well, did he see it? Did he wake up? And Ram Dass just kind of shook his head sadly and said, the thing is, his illusion is so damn interesting. And I've always loved that story because it points to the fact that we can get so caught up in trying to find truth, in trying to see beyond the mind, beyond the illusion of thought, that thought starts to feel like the enemy. That the illusion starts to seem problematic instead of just illusory. I often think about movies because I love movies. I grew up watching movies. And to me, the sort of insistence that we only point to truth and we only talk about truth and anything other than truth is bad is like walking into a movie theater and interrupting the movie continually to tell everybody, you know, it's just a movie. You know, those aren't real people. You know, those are actors. And you know, this isn't even really happening. This is just light on a screen being projected and there are images and so. It's true. But it kind of takes the fun out of the movie. Like another version of it that I've often thought about is sunrises and sunsets. Now, as it happens, I know that the sun doesn't really rise and set. I'm pretty sure there isn't a Greek god named Apollo on a chariot pulling it across the sky. And I understand that the appearance of what we call sunrise and sunset are simply to do with the curvature of the earth and where it is in relation to the sun in terms of the time of day and the spin and all these other factors. But it's so much more fun to just enjoy the sunset, to just enjoy the sunrise, than to keep telling myself that it's just an illusion and really that's not what's happening here. And so I just wanted to take a little bit of time in this podcast to really just highlight the gift of the principles, the gift of thought, the gift of this illusion-creating mechanism inside us that creates realities out of thought that are so real and so vivid that we have no sense that they're made up, and that when thought changes, our reality will change with it. So sure, is it helpful to see that in action, to wake up to that? Yeah, because it gives you a hell of a lot of freedom from it. It's the same thing that's necessary to enjoy a kidnapping in a movie. Whereas if you got kidnapped in real life, or somebody close to you was getting kidnapped in real life, you probably wouldn't enjoy that as much as you do watching a movie about it. So understanding the illusory nature of our personal realities, wonderful, liberating, freeing, stops all kinds of suffering. But if you then damn it, if you then put it in a box of, you know, things that are bad, well, then you miss out on the beauty of it. Mark Twain said, I've suffered through many things in my life, most of which never happened. Or it may have been that he suffered through many things in his life, some of which actually did happen. And that's normally how we think about it. We think about this illusion-creating machine, the mind, thought, consciousness, as the creator of all problem. But it's also the creator of beauty. It's the creator of humor. It's the creator of so much that we love in life. And so if there was a thought to take away from today, it would be, once you know that you're dreaming, why not enjoy the dream? Why not explore the dream world? Why not live the dream as fully and as richly as you can? Why not develop your art of dreaming? I get waking up is supposed to be good for you, and I get those moments where I've woken up to the illusory nature of my own thought-created reality have often been very helpful to me and often quite sobering as well. But I also get that the dream is not the enemy. Dreaming is a gift that we have been born with. And if we stop cursing the dream and stop pretending that the dream is real, there is so much fun to be had. So have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.